Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pump GT podcast
from
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, my studios. So I hope everybody had a good week. I hope everybody's safe and things are opening up now. So where'd you go last night to the drive-in?
With Becky's drive-in.
Yeah,
over in Waterport, right?
Yeah, I guess that would be considered
Waterport. That's not Waterport.
Yeah,
but that was I saw, well, me and my mom and my girlfriend, we saw Bad Boys for Life and Bloodshot. Bad Boys for Life is pretty good and funny. It's an alright movie. I give it like an 8 out of 10. Bloodshot was different and weird to me because it's Vin Diesel in like a dark role, I guess you could call it. And it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't bad. It was good. It was alright. It was like I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. Not as good as Bad Boys, but 7 out of 10.
Okay, that was good. So, yeah, they have no new movies to show.
Yeah,
everything's on
video on demand. Yeah,
yeah. So
I could rent. I was gonna tell you, I could rent Invisible Man again for cheaper.
What's that?
I could rent Invisible Man again.
Oh,
for
really?
Cheaper, like $8 cheaper.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, that was a good movie.
Yeah,
it was cool. So, we got here's a little bucket, and here's all the names. So
who's in all the winners? Well, all the people that entered the contest.
Entered the contest for a shirt and.
Want to see who wins?
Yeah, and either a shirt or a mug. So
yeah, a shirt or a mug doesn't matter.
Well, we might as well talk about the other thing that we're doing. Starting next week,
on Restaurant Junkies, we're gonna have a contest. You gotta get a secret code and message it to me, and once you get the code, you have a chance of winning a $25 gift card to anywhere you want to
go. And we're gonna do our shirt.
Our shirt thing still.
Yeah, or shirt and either a shirt or a mug
mm-hmm.
on this one, but you gotta get the code.
Yeah,
so we're just gonna
explain how that works in another video. Explain how that'll work.
So it's gonna start next week, and we're gonna do it again. This time we're gonna do it for 4 weeks.
Yeah, instead of two.
Two, we're gonna do it for 4 weeks, so we should be good. Now, what did Biden say?
Biden said on an interview, I think it was the Breakfast Club interview. Biden says,
"Yeah, I think it was the Breakfast Club."
I can't remember. Hold on, I'm looking up though. Before I don't want to get any facts wrong or anything like that. I don't want to go to people. Okay, so he said that if you're black and you're considering Donald Trump, then you ain't black.
He says the stupidest stuff.
What do
you
say?
Don't want to sell 11 or whatever. You have to be.
Indian work there.
Indian or something, yeah.
I personally think he's a racist. Well, he's an old man or whatever, but.
You know, if a Republican would say that, whoa, boy, would that have a fit.
Now he apologized. He said, "I shouldn't have been such a wise guy," Biden said. "No one should have to vote for any party based on their race or religion or background."
Oh, that, now he said he's sorry.
But he should have said in begin with, he has to think before he speaks. I mean, everyone has to do that.
Right. That's because the WHCP. Guy on his case.
Mm-hmm, that's why they endorse him.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I don't know why he even said that. He said word for word, "I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black," he said. And why would he say that?
I mean,
it doesn't matter about your skin color. It's
that's
all about
right.
what you think.
All depends who you like the
it's
best.
All who you like.
He didn't do crap when he was in the as vice president. He did. I forgot. He got rid of that guy over in the one they were investigating his son for the oil thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all he did.
Did you know, I didn't know this, I saw it the other day, that, you know how they all are Obama was, pro-LGBT. No, he wasn't. No, he was not. When he first ran, he said, and I quote, "I believe marriage between a man and a woman." He didn't pass that. The Supreme Court passed that.
Right.
So, he gets all the praise. But the thing that is really weird to me is that Trump is really the only president that was openly for LGBTQ.
Oh, okay.
And then they don't like him.
Oh, because he's doing good. That's why they don't like him.
I personally like Trump. It's all everyone's opinion.
But if you look at all the states that have problems with the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
and have big problems, they're all ran by a Democratic governor. Everybody else who Republican governor ran, they're doing real good, like Florida, all that. You know, if you look at that, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pennsylvania is being, held in hostage right now. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Some counties, like our county.
I'm not being held hostage. Okay.
Not held hostage, but are being controlled.
All right. Well, here's our. We're gonna talk about this mainly today.
Like after now, I'm sure. Thing.
I don't know about that after our thing.
Yeah, because what are we gonna talk about afterward?
I mean, it's only been five.
You minutes. Can tell them what it was. I know.
All right. So it's our main thing was Keemstar. Is Keemstar versus H3H3. Now this
it's
is
about all.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about mostly these two. All right. I figured after the commercial we could do the bucket pool at the end.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. So anyway. So here's what this is a story. H3H3 made a video called Content Nuke Keemstar, right? All about all the shitty stuff that Keemstar's done over the past few years, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, he made some good points, but one thing he did that he didn't think he was going to do, but he did it by accident, he went after Keem's sponsor. He was trying to make fun of Keemstar because I'm bringing up G Fuel. So he got so much harassment that he...
G Fuel pulled.
Well, no. Keemstar said he walked away. But I think they pulled out, personally.
Right.
But I don't think H3H3 meant to do that to him. I think he just, he just like messing with him. And, but now, Keemstar's fans are going after all of H3H3's sponsors. So, the other night, Keemstar made a tweet. You know, this guy was like, I'm contacting Old Spice, telling him about. Then he's like, don't do this, guys. Don't, but why would you retweet it and show it to all your fans?
Right.
So, you just,
did they pull out?
Yep. Old Spice pulled out from H3H3, and then some guy, an H3H3 fan, hacked the Old Spice website and said, if you don't give him back his sponsor, I'm going to take down the whole website.
Oh, really?
He didn't condone that. H3, he didn't condone that behavior. Now they're trying to get after Zoomies and all the sponsors. And it sucks.
Why can't they all get along? What's the problem?
No, it's because, Keemstar didn't do that. Yes, he did a lot of dumb stuff, all right? That's the truth. He's done a lot of He's done a lot of shitty stuff over the years. He's been on YouTube since, like, 2008. I don't know. I have no idea. He's been on YouTube for a while, and he's used it as a hate place. I originally, you know, he used to say the N-word, blah, blah, blah. And then they pull up, so did H3H3.
Yeah, why can't they just all get along and have fun?
Because
Keemstar
is a little rat boy.
And the other guy...
H3H3 is also, like... He's also bad. I mean, they're both. Who's the lesser evil here? I mean, they've both done some dumb stuff.
Right.
Who's the lesser evil?
So,
I just think that I hope everyone can get along. Honestly, in this internet place, I know Keemstar's a bad person, but
who makes him a bad person? Just because he does things stupid.
Well, because he never apologizes for his actions. Like he would, like, for example, he made a video about. H3H3 lied about this and this and this, but
then the other one comes back. He lied about this and this and this.
But I didn't lie about anything. You know, he didn't take down the video. He didn't apologize because he won't apologize if he's wrong about something. He will. He does. I shouldn't say that. He apologized to that guy. He can told that he was a pedophile. He apologized to him after he wrecked his life. But he apologized, Dad. Does that make it better, Pops?
Well, now it's too late to apologize
now
after
that,
you do
that,
it.
That guy's like, you know, he's, you know, that old guy's like, I'm thankful for H3H3 coming in and help, you know, just saying, you know, tell my story and whatnot.
But I think everybody should just get along.
I know they don't agree with each other, but they should just not message each other and avoid each other. I mean, but Keemstar always starts it. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like anything, any argument.
Yeah.
You yell, I yell. You yell, I yell. Nothing ever gets done.
I am surprised one person didn't jump in yet. I'm surprised that iDubbbz didn't jump in and make a video about Keemstar again, like he did 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised he didn't jump in yet.
Oh, he said what he called made him, that guy, commit suicide.
Oh, yeah. I would also think he said.
That's what else started.
Which he should not, I don't think he should have said that.
Wasn't his fault.
Yeah, exactly. The guy was already mentally ill, and H3H3 said that Keemstar pushed Etika to suicide.
Right.
Which I don't know. I can't say. Oh yeah, he did that. I don't know. I'm not gonna.
I think he was gonna do it no matter what.
I think that if this all happened so fast, I think Keemstar felt awful. Like I don't know. People don't think Keemstar has a heart. I think he has a heart. You know, we're all human. And he has that. Right. He used to have, like, bad views on mental illness, and now he doesn't anymore. He used to have, like, really shitty views, like, oh, if you're mentally ill and you're not working hard enough, blah, 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 you know, but like he, but now I guess he's changed. You know, I've heard that he's changed and he's been better. Keemstar has been the same for years, but he's changed some of his views and I respect that. I mean, I'm not trying to go after anybody.
Right.
I don't want to start. I don't get copyright struck. Because I'm going to be honest. Sometimes H3H3 will copyright strike your videos to bring up his name in a bad way. So sorry, bud.
We're not bringing him in a bad way. We're just saying everybody should get along. Everybody should get along. Respect everybody's opinion. And go on from there.
I can't believe that G Fuel.
People can call me by name. I still talk to them. I don't care. As long as you talk to me, I talk to you in a respectful way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It sucks that, as I know that G Fuel's been with Keemstar for years, like 8 years, 8+ years, probably. And now that's a biggest sponsor. They walked out, but
he's a millionaire anyhow. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll get somebody else.
He wants Raid Shadow Legends to come save him, which is like, because you know they offer every YouTuber. If you have like 100,000 followers or whatever subscribers, you can get a sponsorship of Raid Shadow Legends, which is a
what's that?
It's a mobile game.
Oh, okay.
So Raid Shadow Legends.
So we're still talking about playing games, matter of fact.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet because now I'm in a new room. I'm not in this room anymore. It's like as you can see on my bed. I'm downstairs now. So after maybe we get the dryer out of there. We'll make a desk and just do maybe we'll build a studio. We'll put one in the attic, we think.
Yeah, because we have a small summer kitchen with an attic on top.
That's what it used to be. A summer kitchen?
Yeah, that's because they used to have a wood stove, wood cooking stove in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to run that during the summer. Your house would be super hot.
Okay.
So they had a stove in this outside building.
So that's just connected?
It wasn't connected at one time.
And then it got connected.
That way they could cook outside and not make the house hot. Yeah, that's what they did.
Well, did they told you they bought the house, or did you know that? Did you just know that from looking it up? They
might have told me. That was years ago.
But anyway, this is going to be a long. I hope this drama blows over.
Right.
H3H3 has all these people that Keemstar harassed on his side, and Keemstar has all these people that, like.
You know, you always have people who don't like you. It's the way life is. Like, not everybody can get along, but it's better just to be cool.
After seeing those messages Keemstar wrote to H3H3, that's the funniest stuff, I think. Oh. Him saying that, did you invest on CSGO gambling? And he's like, what? What are you talking about? Are you accusing me of committing a federal crime?
And what else did Woody call, dude? Give out somebody's name and phone number?
Keemstar used to dox people. Yeah. He knew it. But one thing I don't think H3H3 studied much on is he brought up this guy called Spinal for YouTube. Smile for YouTube extorted people and all this stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And Keemstar doxed them. And apparently, Smile for YouTube doxed Keemstar a bunch of times. So, like.
What's doxing, man?
Like, doxing is like when you give out the phone number, place they live at, you know, all that different stuff.
Oh, okay.
But.
Oh, that's what he did to that that old guy.
That Tony guy.
Yeah, he said his mother was getting called and all that.
I don't think he doxed him, but I think his fans doxed him. Keemstar's fans are kind of like toxic people. They're kind of jerks. I mean, like not all of them, but some are jerks. Like I feel bad for both parties because, you know, G Fuel dropped out of Keemstar. Now H3H3 sponsored dropping out of him. And now there's a whole page on 4chan, which is another website, about how they're going to get all YouTubers to get all their sponsors dropped.
Oh really?
This person's like we're gonna tell all these different sponsors that these people are bad, even though they're not. They've done this, then their day up all to start on other YouTubers. So if you're a fellow YouTuber out there and you have sponsors that you want, make sure all those videos you just see controversial stuff, get that out of there.
Right, just to be safe.
Just to be safe, because people on 4chan are plotting to do stuff like that to get rid of their sponsors.
I don't know why. That's
because they're being now that H3H3 made a thing to do. I don't blame him. I don't think he meant to do it, but it's the truth.
You go after the guy, not the sponsor.
Exactly. That's what everybody said. You should go after the guy. Well, I think he's
been. They're gonna do anything, but you shouldn't go after anybody personally. Hey, if that's what they think, if people follow you and believe in that. No matter what you do, they're still going to follow you, right?
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we're not putting the ad here, and then after the break, we're gonna do the raffle and see who wins.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna stop recording, and we'll see you after the ad break. Bye bye. And we're back.
Okay, now, here we go. Now, we ran this thing for, what, 2 weeks only?
2-3 weeks,
yeah. And people sending their names, and you've seen us put them all in the cup, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, abracadabra. What? Here we go. Oh, yeah, here's our famous pickle our thing. Mascot. Well, we got a new toy for this week. Wait till you see this one. This is a really stupid one, too. It's not moving.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a stupid one of the stupidest toys too.
All right, now.
But
turn it off. All right, let's
get it. Okay, here we go. Ready?
All right, here we go.
And the person is, you got one?
They got one.
Okay, and the person is
everybody.
Everybody gets a shirt. Everybody who enters gets a shirt or a mug. Just leave us know what you want. And we'll get it for you. We'll
message you after the show's over.
Right, yeah. We'll send you a message, and everybody either gets a shirt or a mug. So, we're waiting on our shirts.
It takes a while. But I'm going to do rush shipping so I can see you faster.
Tell us what color you want. If they have that, if they don't, we'll send you a message saying what colors they do have. The mug, the basic mug.
Yeah, it's a white mug.
Like a beer mug.
No, it's not a beer. It's like a coffee mug, Pops.
No, it's not. Yeah, coffee mugs, that's plastic, ain't it?
No.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you.
I don't know. Looking up at the mug.
Oh, okay.
Let me try it. Teespring.
Okay, let's see. What kind
of mug? It's going to mine. I know it.
All right?
It's going to my shop. My Teespring. I have a Teespring.
Well, just look. See if. If it's a plastic mug, they should have them on your shop. It's not a coffee mug. You can drink coffee out. You can't drink coffee out of that.
Is it plastic? I thought it was glass.
No, is it glass?
I'm pretty. Did I pay?
Well,
see, I'm on my shop, not ours. I know.
We'll look after. We'll tell you. We'll let you know if it's a glass or plastic.
There's my sweatshirt, my socks, my face on them. I don't care what you do.
Yeah. Now your girlfriend got your socks with her face on them.
And like,
she sure you got your underwear.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, okay.
So, she's a really nice girl. Probably, so she can take a joke.
I don't remember. But anyway, we got. I'm pretty sure it's a glass mug. If it's not, whatever.
We'll even know we'll what even it is. We'll look it
well,
up.
I'll look up after.
So, but you get a choice of either. Like I said, remember we're doing this on the $25 gift card on Restaurant Junkies. I always want to say Junkyard Junkies.
I don't know why.
But Restaurant Junkies, we're going to do it on. And we're going to do it for 4 weeks. And the fifth week, we'll pick. And we're still doing this contest on this one, too. But you got to get the special code so we know which one you're entered into.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah, I know. I can't. Everybody won. And that's amazing. I think, I know we only had like 4 people enter in the first place. But that's fine with me. I mean,
that's okay.
That's fine. Hey, everybody's a winner now.
So we were going to put their names in, but we decided to do it.
You're hiccuping.
Because you never know what we might do.
Because, yeah, we're unpredictable. Yeah. We are.
We have lots of fun. So now we're showing the weird toy.
All right.
Here it is. From Walmart this time.
Oh, I want to show you the appearance. But, I just bumped the mic.
Yeah.
It shakes its ass. It's a bobblehead. It's for your
car.
It shakes its ass.
It's for your car, I think, right? Now, the pig, what do they have?
Bobble bottoms. Poodle, piggle, piggy. Okay, so they got poodle booty, kitty shimmy, and piggy wiggle. We got the piggy wiggle.
But they had a chicken.
No, it's a cat.
Oh, is that a cat? Oh. Well, that's a now, who would buy that stupid thing? Here.
Welcome to, what the hell? What is that? Bottlewood, I think. Right?
Yeah, something like
that. Okay, so I'm going to say Bottlewood. One of the cutest, wiggliest buddies you'll ever meet. But bubble bottoms are friendly little butties who wiggle and waddle as they explore the world around them. And sometimes get stuck in awkward situations. Uh-oh. Watch them bobble around from wagging their tails and making new friends everywhere they go. Collect them all. And you'll become best buddy butties forever.
Yeah.
Whoever made this has an ass kink with animal. I don't know.
Okay, it's a big ass with a heart on it.
I'm gonna take it out of the box. Just so like,
go ahead, see if you can take it out.
You can take it out. I know you can take it out.
You buy the stupidest crap.
I buy the stupidest shit. I saw it. Oh shit, it's plastic.
No, I seen it.
Why do you say if I bought it like hard?
Yeah.
Thank you, federal government. This is what unemployment's being used for.
You know, I'm using the knife or the scissors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I almost ripped it. Shit, what the? Okay. Unboxing video. Zip tied down.
How are you supposed to get it out?
I'm ripping
the box apart.
I'm ripping the box. I'm just zip this down there. I was a condom. I was like,
what is that?
I don't. Uh oh, it's a used one.
Don't even say that. Stupid ass. I don't know what that is.
I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, it has something in it.
Ooh.
Probably a sticky thing so you can stick it on.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Epic. There we go.
Didn't you get it out yet?
It's zip tied down yet. I didn't know it was zip tied down. I thought I could do it around the show. Oh, no. It's fucking.
What?
It's not a zip tie.
It's a screw.
It's those stupid, like, plastic screws that you untighten or whatever. I didn't really brought a knife up, I would have known that. I didn't realize. I thought it was just, like, in there.
Where is that screw?
Ah, it's screw. It's like one of those, you know, plastic things I can't, fold over. Ah, it's not a screw. I shouldn't say a screw. I don't see its ass shake out. Come on, man. Hurry! I can't rip it. I'm weak. I'm gonna be honest. That's
part of it. There's no more.
Actually, there's like two. This guy's like going ham on this box. Start smashing it. Hammer over there.
Like five of them in there. What the heck?
Okay.
You hit the box apart.
Okay, so we got two left yet. How the fuck are they?
Pull them real hard. Keep on pulling.
What the, it's stuck around the pig. How are you supposed to get that out? I think you're supposed to. Yeah. Talk to the camera while I do this. I don't know how I'm supposed to do it. I just gotta get it.
Yeah, let me see.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Shut up, pops. My ear itches.
Stop. Don't worry about your ear.
I hurt on my ear. My ear itchy. Got it.
There we go.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Set it on the computer. Oh, uh-huh. You have to set it on something here. High.
Look at that. Look how thick it is.
Stupid.
It's a piggy.
Stupidest thing ever.
Watch a bobble.
Who the heck was
this? It's ass. It's so thick it fell over.
How are you
over.
Supposed to stick it on your car?
I don't think you are. I think the person that made this had a really big fetish for huge
big
ass,
butts.
Yeah, for huge asses.
I would say something, but better not.
Okay, but yeah. I like big butts, but I cannot lie.
That's the stupidest. Well, you guys, nice talking to you. Nice seeing you. And have a good week. And anything else?
I think that's it.
Remember our contest, and we're going to start it next week. So you have a good week. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. So just be safe. Okay, you guys. And we'll see you or hear from us next week.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait. Don't go anywhere.